بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. وقال تعالى: فبشرناه بغلام حليم. وقال تعالى: ولقد جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى. وقال تعالى: وامرأته قائمة فضحكت فبشرناها بإسحاق ومن وراء إسحاق يعقوب. وقال تعالى: فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بيحيى. وقال تعالى: إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح. صدق الله العظيم. Continue with the chapter. As we mentioned, this is a very interesting heading which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought: Istihbabu at-tabshir wa at-tahanniya bil khair, the desirability of giving glad tidings. The word tabshir comes from bishr, which means to make someone happy, to speak in such a manner that you give some sort of farhat, happiness, give some sort of encouragement to the person you are speaking to. So the desirability of giving glad tidings, wa tahanniya bil khair, and congratulating on the performance of good deeds. As we mentioned in the introduction of this chapter, if you look in Sirah, if you look in Quran also, and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whilst there are warnings of Allah's azab, Allah's punishment, if you break Allah's command, this is what will happen, etc., etc. But we find that there is more a leaning towards the giving of glad tidings. Many, many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we find Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has enumerated quite a few verses of the Quran. Obviously, because I was on safar some time past, but just to remind us the various verses where we find this word from the root word bashir or bushra, which as I mentioned means give glad tidings, invoke happiness. Allah Ta'ala mentions there are many places in the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, gives glad tidings to the believers. We mentioned few of the verses to continue. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ, and give them happiness or give them glad tidings of a jannah, of a paradise, الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ, concerning which they were promised. The next verse, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, we gave him, referring to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, we gave him glad tidings that he will have a son who will be a Nabi of Allah, or a son of great intelligence, perception and understanding, or a son of great qualities. This refers to the glad tidings that was given to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam with regards to the imminent birth of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Elsewhere Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. Verily, our messengers, in this instance, Rusuluna, messengers, refers to the Malaika that came in human form, that was sent in human form to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah says, our messengers, in other words, our angels, came to Ibrahim alayhi salam bil bushra, with the glad tidings. Another verse, وَامْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ فَضَحِكَتْ فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقُ وَمِي وَرَى إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبُ. Allah says, and his wife, in this instance referring to Sarah alayhi salam, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, qa'imatun, she was standing. Two interpretations of this mufassirin give: either she was standing behind the veil. As I mentioned, the angels of Allah came in a human form, they came in the shape or form of men, so they were separate with Ibrahim alayhi salam. His wife Sarah was behind the veil at the time when they came with the glad tidings. Another interpretation of the word qa'ima, as we may know, the word qa'ima literally means standing. In this instance, it refers to preoccupation with another activity. In the tafsir of this, the Mufassirin say, as I mentioned, one interpretation behind the veil, the other interpretation was, she was engaged in preparing food for the guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَمْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمًا فَضَحِكَتْ, when she heard the glad tidings. Now, look at it from the perspective of Sarah alayhi salam. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah describes her, عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ. She was elderly, very, very old in age. And the second thing was that she was barren. She could not bear children. So most of her life, 70, 80 years had passed. She was married. She did not have any children. When she hears this glad tidings that soon Allah Ta'ala is going to give you a son, as we know in this instance, it refers to Ishaq alayhi salam. فَضَحِكَتْ, she smiled or she laughed. This is a laugh or a smile out of extreme happiness and astonishment. In other words, this is khariqa adat. This is not technically not even possible. Elderly, old woman who is barren, how is she going to get a child? So this was her reaction. Allah Ta'ala says, فَضَحِكَتْ فَبَشَرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقِ. Allah says, we gave her glad tidings of Ishaq alayhi salam, that she will bear a son, his name will be Ishaq. In other words, the Nabi of Allah. وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبَ. And not just that, that progeny will continue. She was also informed that after Ishaq alayhi salam would come Yaqub alayhi salam. In other words, the son of Ishaq was Yaqub alayhi salam, who as we know was the father of Yusuf alayhi salam. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. Our angels addressed him. In other words, Zakariya alayhi salam. وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. He was standing, reading salah in his mihrab. The word mihrab refers to, in this place, in this instance, the place of salah. Very interesting thing about this word mihrab. The word mihrab actually comes from the root word harb. Harb means to engage in warfare, to engage in conflict or battle. Ulama says, summiya mahallu salah mihrab li'anna al-musalli yuharibu fihi shaytan. Why is the place of salah called mihrab? Mihrab, as we mentioned, means a place of war, means harb, conflict. So ulama say the place of salah is called mihrab because the musalli engages with war and conflict against shaitan. By bringing Allah in his life, by bringing the consciousness of Allah, obviously you are going to engage in conflict against our avowed enemy, that is shaitan. So the place of salah, mihrab, the place of war, in other words, the war against shaitan. Zakariya alayhi salam was in his place of salah, in his mihrab. He was reading salah, making dua to Allah Ta'ala. The background of this verse is that he had seen fruits by Maryam. Maryam was in the care, she was in the kafalat of Zakariya alayhi salam. And he had kept her in a confined and a closed room. When he enters the room of Maryam, he finds fruit there that had miraculously appeared and was out of season also. Allah had sent special rosy and sustenance for Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam. So when Zakariya saw this, he was astonished and he said to Maryam that, where did this fruit come from? She responded, it is from Allah. Inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Allah Ta'ala sustains whom he wants without any hisab, without any reckoning, without any counting. So when he saw this miracle, he got himmat and he stood in salah and he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he invoked Allah ta'ala and asked Allah ta'ala to grant him a son. At that time the malaika was sent. Allah ta'ala says, فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. My angels addressed Zakariya alayhi salam. وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّ فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. Whilst he was standing making salah in his place of salah, mihrab. أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَا. Allah is giving you the glad tidings of the coming of Yahya alayhi salam. Yahya, the son of Zakariya alayhi salam, a Nabi of Allah. We'll see in all these verses, فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقِ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَا. Each time the word tabshir, in other words, Allah is giving you glad tidings. بَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا. those engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh particularly, instead of warning all the people, instead of, let there being this ghalba, this preference given to warnings and cautions, in your Dawat, let the balance be lean more towards glad tidings. Invoke happiness, invoke the mercy of Allah. Encourage people towards the forgiveness of Allah, the kindness of Allah. Like I said, warnings, it's in its place, but more fadail, more virtues. We see in Quran also, so many places, basharnaha, fabashir ibad, fabasharnahu bi ghulamin halim, wa abshiru bil jannah. Allah Ta'ala gives glad tidings. Allah is making you happy. Allah is encouraging you. Allah is telling you of His great reward that awaits you. And the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala will grant you. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَا مَرْيَمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ Again the word tabshir gives you glad tidings. Allah Ta'ala said that, remember the time when the malaika said to Maryam alayha salam, O Maryam, inna allaha yubashiruka bi kalimatin min husmuhul masih. Allah Ta'ala gives you glad tidings of a word from Allah. His name is Masih. In other words, the Messiah, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. One point we find that Isa alayhi salam in the Quran in many places is referred to as Kalimatullah, or referred to as Biruhim Minhu, a soul from Allah, a word from Allah. Now, Mufassirin raised the question, why is this used in the context of Isa alayhi salam? Why is he referred to as Kalima or word? As we know, Isa alayhi salam's birth was miraculous. He was born without the agency of a father. That is why Allah says, Isa ibn Maryam. Isa, the son of Maryam alayhi salam. So, ulama say, Summiya kalima li'annahu sadara an kalimati kun. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yakula lahu kun fayakun. Whatever happens, Allah says, be and it becomes. Particularly in the case of Isa alayhi salam, you and I were born father and mother. Still, it is Allah's irada. Allah put that system in place. Without Allah's command, without Allah's will, we also would not have come into existence. In the same case of Isa alayhi salam, because there was no agency of a father, so almost directly from the command of Allah, kun, be and he became. So because referring to this direct power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and qudrat of Allah, this is why ulama say he was called Kalimatullah, the word of Allah. In other words, Kalima kun. What word? Kun, be, and he became without the agency of a father. And we find that elsewhere in the Quran, Allah ta'ala describes this, where Jibreel alayhi salam came in the form of a male to Maryam, lifted her sleeve and blew biruhim min. In other words, the blowing, obviously, technically, what is the connection between the conception of a child and blowing? This is Allah's qudrat, Allah's power. So that is why ruhullah, the soul directly from Allah, and kalimatullah, in other words, kalima kun. Allah Ta'ala said, be, and he became. So, Ya Maryam, Inna Allaha yubashiruki bi kalimatin min husmuhul Masih. That, O Maryam, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you glad tidings of a kalima, of a word. In other words, Isa alayhi salam, from him, his name will be Masih. In other words, the Messiah, Masih ibn Maryam. Masih, Masihullah, Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam. The general overriding principle we find in all these verses that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned is tabshir, giving of glad tidings. So in our dawat also, in our mannerisms also, in our way also, we should be those who make others happy. Today we are living in a world where there is dukh, there is calamity, there is strife, people are being tested all the time. So don't add to the worries and burdens of others. Allah is very, very merciful. After difficulty will come ease. So in our conduct with one another also, bring this tabshir, giving glad tidings, invoking happiness, invoking khushi, invoking goodness in the hearts of people. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.